Now that's Summertime, Ella Fitzgerald in Louis Armstrong style, and that's circa 1935's opera, Porgy and Bess. For every summertime, there's a summer song, and we want to know what your favorite is. Drop us a line, 877-8-MY-TAKE, because we know that there is one song every summer that the DJ plays nearly every night on the radio or in a dance club. The song Every Wannabe, DJ, that would be you, John, plays at every backyard barbecue. It's just the song you hear over and over, and this year it's just really difficult to pin that down. Yeah. Last summer it would be your favorite, No Umbrella by Rihanna.
My kids all around the house, Ella, my umbrella, Ella. I'm so glad there's not a song this year.
But there's a lot of disagreement as to which are the contenders. We talked to our friend, a DJ in Atlanta, and he says in his mind there's really no question.
How you doing? This is Murph Dog, WVPS-FM, 95.5 The Beat in ATL, Georgia. Most definitely the hot pick of the summer has got to be the Lil Wayne, Lil Weezy F Baby, Lollipop.
So is Lollipop the summer song of 2008?
My kids are like that.
Your kids are like that. Well, a lot of people like it. Yeah. It's an international hit. It's on the charts in the U.S., Ireland, New Zealand, Chile, and number one in Croatia. But you know, John, 1,000 miles away in North Dakota, well, I think they have a different take.
Hi there. This is Carrie Dreese, the better half of the Kick Crew in the morning here on 97 Kick, the Valley's Hit Country in Grand Forge, North Dakota. I got to tell you that Taylor Swift is an incredible musician. She writes the lyrics. She is sassy up on stage, and the songs are hit after hit. And our summer song has got to be Shoulda Said No by Taylor Swift.
You shoulda said no. You shoulda gone home. You shoulda thought twice before you let it all go. You shoulda known the word.
You shoulda said no. Well, yeah. It's the fifth and final song on Swift's debut album.
Songs that say no, kids love. Amy Winehouse proved that. Going to go to rehab.
And you
Daddy
know what?
Said, no,
a costume malfunction doesn't necessarily hurt either. And Swift suffered from one of those at the 2008 Country Music Awards. So that's what they think in North Dakota.
There's a contender.
Well, here's another one. We're going to head to Miami now, where our DJ friend there says the summer is all about reggaeton.
Hello, this is DJ Zio from PromoDJs.com, Miami's hottest club DJs. My summer pick for summer 2008 is definitely Zion featuring Eddie D, Amor de Pobre.
Okay, from hip-hop to country to reggaeton, perhaps this summer's anthem really all depends on where you are and how old you are.
What's yours, Dubner? Stephen Dubner's with us from Freakonomics.
I've been listening to a lot of Chopin etudes.
Jeez. Chopin, summer. Yeah.
Those help me cool out a little bit.
Right.
You know, what's funny is listening to Summertime, Ella singing Summertime, you realize that is such a pre-air conditioning summer song, isn't
that
it?
That is true. That is true.
1935, that's true.
That just feels like the days before we lived the way we do now.
What is your song of summer? What song says summer to you? Is it nostalgic? Is it the song you want for this summer, 2008? You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you're around in 1983, Synchronicity, of course, is the all-time great summer
and
album.
And do you buy it on cassette? Listen to this, 1995 of the single sold 38 million were on cassette, 1995.
No, that's no longer.
Things have changed.